Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, going back to the last hour, when we do the roundtable, Fred is in charge of sending out the topics to the panelists. Jane, you know this,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You get usually a text message,
right?
He does a
great job, yes.
Not only does he do a great job, but Sue, I don't know if you ever look at this. Like on the program sheet, do you ever see the synopsis that Fred does?
Because
like today he got very creative. And by the way, when I introduced him to someone
every day,
yesterday at the party, when I introduced him, they said,
"How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?"
They totally did. Do you have two of those sheets, by the way?
No.
Could I have one? Oh,
no, I don't have two. I have extras.
I'll look.
Of course, he has.
But what? Here, let me give you a little example. Here, you don't own it. Colon libs decry Trump's East Wing ballroom expansion. You don't own it, right?
We can.
Right. How about no King's Rally? Geriatric exercise and outrage.
That was very funny.
The main event. The main event. Dem Senate hopefuls Nazi tattoo. That was. We never got to that one in the last hour. What is this one? Who's the next? I like this. Is my favorite. Who's the next Andy Taylor? Will governor or alderman choose the next STL City Sheriff? Fred, how the hell do you have time to do that in the morning when you're doing your religion show for KMOX?
Comes naturally, doesn't it, Fred?
Seriously.
I can spin a lot of pleats.
But you like to, it seems like you have a little fun with those. So,
I do.
We appreciate that.
Thanks.
I think that we have, yesterday when we were at the party, which again, thanks to all the listeners who came out and the sponsors, we really did have a great time. I was telling Sue, it was all kind of a blur, especially after 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it got crazy. Well, Catherine Hanaway walked in.
Right.
And
I'm sorry.
I heard her.
Jane, I thought I was indicted. I thought I was going off because
were you scared?
She was unscheduled. Yes,
well,
I got a little nervous.
You do not want her walking up to you.
I saw her walking in on the parking lot, and I thought, well, that's awesome. She's not on the rundown. And so people showed up, and it was great.
Yeah.
I could tell she loved it.
There were several other people there that, you know, political people that we didn't get on.
Yeah.
Like Dennis Hancock, St. Louis County.
Well, the lieutenant governor was there as well.
Governor was there.
And I felt bad. We had it all scheduled up, so we couldn't.
Former State Senator Bill Eigel showed up. We had lots of people.
Well, I will tell you, though. I mean, I missed this one, but I was at the last one. The best listeners. Everyone is so nice. Everyone is really interested. They're engaged, and you're very lucky.
And
to
we
have.
Experienced that
yes.
again yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
Yes.
Well, so I met a listener named Paul who is with us. He is the first VP of the National AmVets Riders, and they're holding something pretty cool tomorrow in Ellisville.
Oh.
Paul, I hope I don't mispronounce your last name. Is it Spool or is it pronounced
Spool.
Differently?
Hey,
oh, I got it right.
Spool. That is correct. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for saying hi last night. And then when you started to tell me about the barbecue event, I said, let's get you on for a few minutes here because this is pretty cool. It's a good weekend for something fun in Ellisville. So tell us all about it. And it's all for a great cause, right?
Absolutely. It's a great cause. So the AmVets Riders, this is our fifth annual Smoking for Veterans barbecue bash competition out at Clancy's Irish Pub in Ellisville. About 5 years ago, coming out of COVID, January, February 2021, I was up at the local water hall, Clancy's Irish Pub, having me a beer, and
what happened?
Oh, I don't know what happened. I think we lost him.
Uh-oh.
Wow, he was just up to the beer.
Yeah.
What a cliffhanger.
Dennis, Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, oh, you, just, you vanished truck. There for a second. Okay.
My phone connected to my truck.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay, all right.
Been there.
I'm at the house right now loading up a box truck with a bunch of auction items for tomorrow.
All right, I think you were telling the story of how this kind of came together.
Yes, how it came together. Yeah, so January, February 2021, coming out of COVID, I'm up at Clancy's having a beer, and Olivia Clancy, who is a Navy veteran, said, "Hey, Paulie, what can we do to have an event and help some veterans in the community?" I said, "Well, I'm with the AMVET, so why don't we let's do a barbecue competition and out in the parking lot and see how it goes." So 2021, we had 10 teams, and we had a great event. We raised some money. 2021 bigger, 22 bigger, 23 bigger, 24 bigger, and this year is going to be bigger than ever. You know, we've got some of the blues history guys are going to show up. Cam Jansen's going to show up.
Oh, nice.
Tony Twister's going to show up. Let's see here. I just got a text message from a buddy of mine, and his words were, "I owe him." Tony Twist, Jamie Rivers, and Cam Jansen are all showing up tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
There's going to be a helicopter flyby too, right?
And I guess we're going to have a helicopter flyover as well. We're going to have some World War II military vehicles there. Front fuselage of an F-4 Phantom that the canopy opens up. People can climb in and check out the cockpit and stuff.
Oh, nice.
But the fundraiser part is the public comes in, they give us $20. We give them a wristband, and we give them 5 tickets. So for $20, they get to go try 1 chicken wing at every single competitor's booth, and we've got 18 teams. So
cool. That's
fun. Awesome, actually. That's great.
It is a fantastic event. I can't, thank the Clancy family enough. Our sponsors, we got, just a ton of sponsors, and which I'm going to push at the event as well. But it's just developed into and morphed into this bigger, badder, better event. All the monies go right into our AMVETS Riders Veteran in Need account, and our Veteran in Need committee is contacted by social workers from the VA on a weekly basis. So we're helping veterans in the St. Louis community with things they can't get help from at the VA, such as help with rental assistance, gas bills, water bills, electric bills, food, clothing, minor car repairs, minor home repairs, just scoop to nuts. I mean, it's a weekly phone calls, weekly emails. "Hey, Paula, can your AMVETS Riders do this?" And I'm like, "Absolutely. Give me the veteran's name. Give me his phone number. I give him a call." And typically within 24 to 48 hours, we're taking care of it. We don't give veterans money. We just solve problems.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
That is great.
And we
the
need
short
that.
Turnaround. That's very helpful.
So as far as tomorrow goes, you have all the participants pretty much entered at this point. You're not looking for more competitors.
If another competitor wants to show up, they can give me a call, 417-425-4130, and text me, call me, show up, and just say, "Hey, I'm here, I want to compete," and we'll get a spot for them. We'll add to the 18 teams. We've got room in the Clancy's parking lot, and the more, the better. I give them details. Is going to be, besides the chicken wing, people's choice portion, the event is sanctioned by the St. Louis Barbecue Society. So they will also be doing turn-ins at noon to the judges for chicken wings, at 1 o'clock for ribs, and then at 2 o'clock they're turning in ribeyes.
How do I get on to the 2 o'clock assignment for judging? Oh my goodness, that sounds delicious.
I'm a great judge.
Oh my gosh,
I love the ribeye. Well, listen, have fun tomorrow. That sounds great.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys giving me a call out and giving me a little bit of time to promote this. And, we got AMVETS members, of course. We're, a veteran service organization, and we're nationwide, all over the country, in every community, and we're just taking care of veterans and, in our own communities, and they need help, and that's what we're doing.
Clancy's Yay. Pub tomorrow in Ellisville. It starts at noon. Is that accurate, or a little before?
11.
11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Paul, you have Fred's contact, right? Fred is the guy that you need to have anytime you need something.
Yes.
You can get in touch with him, because we love to support causes like this. I'm very glad that you introduce yourself, and have fun tomorrow.
Will do. I appreciate it. And anybody wants to show up, tell them to be there and bring some cash.
Yeah, they're raising money. All right, that's awesome. So that worked out pretty well. It's Friday afternoon. We got a Friday Susan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
News coming up. Well, I'm very excited because I get to go to a concert tonight, and I haven't gone to very many concerts, and this band, Lord Huron, is here. They're one of my favorites. They're at Chaffetz Arena tonight, so I'm going to head on down there after the show and see some, I guess you would say this is like indie folk, if you will. They're a great band.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Let's see what they sound like here.
I fell asleep, and when I woke up, I was old.
I love this band. I've seen them at the pageant, and I was kind of disappointed they were playing like a bigger venue because I like the club shows. But from what I've seen about what they're doing, there's a very, I referred to John Lamping in the last hour as being very cinematic in his descriptions.
Yes.
This band is very cinematic in the visuals that they will offer tonight. So I can't wait to see some live music tonight. It is a Friday afternoon. Paul Hall is coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll have Frank Cusimano with a Mizzou preview and more at 4:50. And we have Brad Young coming on in the next hour. Right now on a Friday afternoon, if I hit the right button.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Well, I want to be the first to wish you all happy National Bologna Day.
Huh? Oh, I like bologna.
I like bologna.
If you fry it, I'll eat it.
Yeah, I'm on Team Sue on this one.
Yeah. My father-in-law loved fried bologna.
I mean, when I was a kid, when we were all kids, it was like, I haven't had bologna or liver sausage probably in decades, and those were the two things we probably, well, I'm just being honest.
I did not eat liver sausage.
Well,
did you eat liver sausage?
Well, you mean Braunschweiger?
Braunschweiger, for
Listen,
sure.
We called it liver sausage.
Neither is a
terrible name, right?
Braunschweiger is awesome.
No. Aunt Ruth tried to feed it to us as kids when we were visiting our cousins in Pittsburgh, and my brother and I were like, we're not eating that.
But if I remember correctly, like the bologna, I would do like bologna and mayo and maybe a slice of American cheese. Got it really fancy. Wonder Bread.
A bologna in a muffin pan and an egg.
Oh, that sounds good.
That is good.
I can do that.
What do you visualize there, though? You visualize the piece of bologna kind of blowing up on the pan into like a bubble, right?
A little bit.
You know how that kind of...
Yeah, a little bit.
It does.
I prefer it with mustard. Yeah, I do. Yes, I see it.
But that's okay. If the egg's cooked properly, it's awesome.
On this day in history, 36 years ago, It was in 1989 when televangelist Reverend Jim Baker was sentenced to 45 years in prison. He was fined $500,000 for the conviction on 24 counts, 24, of fraud and conspiracy stemming from his PTL ministry. And then in 91, an appeals court reduced that sentence to 18 years. But in 1994, he was paroled after serving just under 5 years in prison. And then when confronted about the missing $158 million, he said, well, Satan had gotten into his ministry's computers to make the money lost.
Wow.
There you have it.
I mean, wow.
That whole story,
I mean,
it
was crazy.
Hot mess.
You know, they did that movie a couple years ago that was pretty good.
It was
The Tammy Faye. But I mean, that was a little artsy-fartsy, but just going back to that time and that whole scandal.
It was surreal.
It was so patently obvious.
It was.
What's scary.
You remember this when he asked, well, okay, so somebody said, what happened? He said, you know, Satan got in there. When asked if he could prove Satan stole the money, he replied, can you prove he did?
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
So if you ever...
And you get away with that?
Right?
That's what's unbelievable, that, you know, people in these congregations, they made excuses for
terrible.
Have you guys ever seen the Righteous Goodman's, John Goodman's in it, The Righteous Gemstone?
That's phenomenal.
So that's a Danny McBride show, and he kind of, you know, John Goodman plays this big televangelist, and it's this family of televangelists, and it's one of the funniest things that I've ever seen, although it does tend to maybe mock parts of organized religion, which I'm not opposed to. I'm not opposed to your faith and having, you know, a belief and all that stuff. It's just sometimes organized religion gets a little on my nerves. Like, you know, Jim and Tammy Faye. That's what I'm talking
Fred
about.
Fred, did you cover that for religion at the time?
I did. You know, I'm not just Mark's executive producer. I'm also the religion editor for CBS Radio and for, you know, KMOX. So, yeah, I've talked to all of the evangelists, you know, Jimmy Swaggart,
Jim Baker,
all of the
guys.
God
bless you.
Yeah.
Did you
Billy
have
Graham.
One? Did right. you think, did Baker just sound like he was full of it when you talked to him, or did
all sound sincere.
Oh, wow. That's how they get the money.
Yeah, right? Obviously. It's messed up.
Watch The Righteous Gemstones. I'm telling you.
You guys, the Stranger Things finale is going to be shown in selected theaters.
What?
After all, on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And now it's going to be very limited. It's just a 2-day run, and they're going to do it in more than 350 theaters across the country and in Canada. So I'm not sure if we're going to get it, Jane.
Ugh.
Screenings will coincide with its global Netflix premiere, which will start at 7 p.m. on New Year's Eve.
I would so do that in a theater.
Wouldn't it be creepy and awesome?
Yes.
Ticket information and theater locations will be announced at a later date.
I'm having a hard time getting revved up for Stranger Things. And Sue,
we kind of
agree that it probably should have ended in the last season.
It should have.
It's been so long. I know that I do this every once in a while, but it's hard to find time to do it. I've seen a couple of people out there on social media saying, I'm rewatching the last season, so you're up to date. But, I mean... I just worry about they've dragged it out too long.
They have.
And the kids are going to look very different.
55 years
look
old.
Yes.
Okay, World Series tickets, by the way, are starting at $700, but they are going for as much as $14,000.
That's obscene.
Wow.
Shohei Ohtani.
That doesn't surprise me with LA being involved.
That's exactly what it is.
I hope you get to eat for free.
No, right?
The all-inclusives are $20,000, Fred.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. What are your thoughts? Dodgers just going to take it? Fred?
Dodgers.
Yeah.
Dodgers in five.
Jane. Matt,
I'm so torn here because, you know, like the Dodgers were the first team that I truly loved because I bought Walter Alston's baseball handbook and I loved Sandy Koufax and the legend of all these Dodgers.
But, Tommy Lasorda.
But see, I don't really like the Dodgers anymore. And then there's the Blue Jays. Well, they're from Canada, so I don't like that. I don't like baseball in Canada. I like baseball in America.
I get you.
So sorry to my Canadian friends.
That's all right. There is a new report out. Oh, poor Jane.
Uh-oh.
On the two candies that are struggling the most throughout the past year.
Oh, no.
Peeps.
And not surprisingly, candy corn is number two.
Wow.
Also not surprising, licorice is number one.
Licorice?
Yes.
There's a war on licorice now?
Yes. Consumer interest in candy corn is down 9.1% year over year, and licorice is down 13.6%.
You know, when we had Rennie Knott on earlier this week, I was going through my cell phone to figure out the last time to get his number, and the last time we had him on was 4 years ago with Jane.
Yes.
Because
they shared their, well, he shared his distaste
right.
for candy corn.
And I
he
was
hated it.
Defending it.
And you were defending candy
corn.
Well,
I'm afraid it's dropped even
further.
Well,
I already bought some for the season, so.
It's just so, wait, what was the bit that you played last week? It was so funny.
The candy corn guy.
Lewis Black.
Lewis Black.
Oh, yeah. That was so good.
That was funny.
Beyond these two, marshmallow candy dropped 9%, and
that's
caramel
peeps.
Apples are down almost 7%. What is gaining, you ask?
What is gaining,
all that
Sue?
Thank you. Thank
that
you
sour
for that,
garbage?
Mark. I appreciate
yes.
that.
Sour garbage.
Haribo gummies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah. I like that.
That interest in those are up by 48%.
Well, they have so many flavors because there's so many flavors.
Yeah, they really are.
They have saturated the market.
Randomly, old school Baby Ruth candy bars are up 42%. Maybe somebody's watching Caddyshack.
That's probably true.
It may
because
be.
They did the.
Yeah.
Oh no, it wasn't the Caddyshack. Wasn't the update? It was Happy Gilmore.
Oh yeah, you're right.
All right, I'm wrong about
and
that. That's
Hershey's
interesting. Though.
Kisses jumped 37% in interest compared to last year.
Those are classic.
Yeah, they are.
Those are
but they're
big
up.
Numbers.
Matcha cookies randomly are skyrocketing. 139% growth.
Hey, what is that?
Matcha is like that tea stuff. They don't like it on Bake Show.
Okay.
That's what I'll tell you. Paul Hollywood doesn't care for it.
Thank you.
All right, and we now have some insect news.
Oh, that is
huge.
Beautiful. Although what happens here is I have to stop. Yeah,
yeah,
go ahead.
And we now have some insect news.
It's time for insect news.
So disappointed when we get to play this like three times a year, but I'm glad that we got to play it there.
Mosquitoes have been found in Iceland for the first time.
Ever.
Ever.
Yep.
And the researchers also found, that's not good news for Icelanders, and researchers found a tiny parasitic worm that uses static electricity to stick to flies in midair, then kill them and feed off their corpse.
Wow.
Enjoy your dinner.
Wow. I don't know what's more impressive, that or the poker cheating stuff that came out yesterday, because that's pretty cool what you just said, right?
Jumping on the back of the fly.
Yes, please.
And then eating the corpse.
That is correct.
That
kill
is
them
awesome.
And feed off their corpse.
That's
a Marvel movie
them,
waiting to happen.
It's Halloween.
I was going to say, don't they crash?
You would think.
Yeah,
but
right.
They've got a soft landing on the corpse.
Wow. That is really dark.
Yeah, it is dark.
Who does that research? I mean,
right?
Yeah.
How do you
it's
find
beautiful.
That? And in space news, we've now got over 24,000 objects orbiting us. It's including just a ton of space junk. And a new study found satellites have to reposition themselves constantly to avoid it all. And some of them have to perform 10 or more maneuvers per month to avoid getting hit.
Wow.
I mean, it's just really not a good situation.
You know what? They need an ad campaign.
Yes.
Not to litter the space.
Yes. But they do.
They do.
I don't like it. You're right. We need the crying Indian
yes,
about the space.
I think
we do. Let's put Space Force on that.
Yeah, well, maybe he will go up there and worry about it. But they say that one piece of that junk landed near a road in Australia just the other day. I'm not clear on why or how, well, I guess how it stays up. But if it does come down, it's not good news.
No.
Okay, and finally in Sue's news, I have today's random fact, and it's a little bit lengthy. So don't panic that I'm going, okay. If you've ever talked about having a buttload of something, be careful.
Oh, no.
Because a butt is a real unit of measurement. What? Huh. I did not know this. It amounts to about 130 American gallons. And it's not common now, but it was once used for casks of liquids, like wine and whiskey. When you filled the barrel up, you'd have a buttload of wine. And though you'd probably never call it a full butt. But it was a buttload, and that's where they got it.
And is that an American thing or a
no,
English
it was,
thing? Or no,
I believe it was foreign of some sort, but it translates to 130 American gallons.
Wow.
Unbelievable. That's interesting.
Know that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul Hall here on entertainment from Common Guy Films. One of the big openings this weekend is Deliver Me From Nowhere, the new movie about Bruce Springsteen.
We're really doing this?
Unless you want us all to look for a new job. Yes, you're really doing it.
This is nuts, John. You know it, I know it, and deep inside, Bruce knows it.
Our man's on a rocket ship, and we don't want to miss that window. Radio can't play this.
In this office, my office, we believe in Bruce Springsteen.
Let's burn this place down, John.
Jeremy Allen White, who stars in The Bear, he was in Shameless as well, gets the role as Springsteen. It's a very narrow part of his career that we talk about in this film. And Paul Hall, I think you actually got to see it earlier today, right?
I did. This is only covering really the years he put Nebraska together. And it's got a lot to do with his creative process behind the scenes of what he did to get there. We've got a composite character as far as the love interest here. Bruce was quoted as saying basically that this was a composite of a number of different women. It wasn't just one person, whereas some of the other people were really based on people in his life.
It's really the only thing in the entire movie that's not real or that's not in the book. And this is based on a book that was written by a guy by the name of Warren Zanes. Warren was in a band in the 1980s called the Del Fuegos from Boston. They were fantastic, one of my favorite bands. And his brother Dan went on to record children's music and win Grammys. And Warren became a rock and roll historian. He wrote a great bio of Tom Petty a few years ago. And it was different, too. It wasn't your traditional, like, all-encompassing bio, but a little bit more narrow-focused on Petty. I thought it was excellent. This book was excellent as well. And what this does, and Paul, I'm taking over here because I'm so close to the source material.
Sure.
This comes in the aftermath of 1975. Bruce is on the cover of Time and Newsweek. Born to Run comes out. Then Darkness on the Edge of Town. Then The River. And he starts going to arenas. In fact, in the fall of 1980, he played here at the Kiel Auditorium. And in January of 1981, he played at the Checker Dome for the
Holy
River
cow.
Tour. So he started to build in his stardom. So the record company, Columbia Records, Clive Davis was the guy who signed him, thought, man, this guy finally had a hit, because he really hadn't had hits. It was rock radio. You know, KSHE or WLUP in Chicago were big rock stations. But then he had Hungry Heart as a hit, and the record company's like, we want more hits. So he decides, instead of initially putting out Born in the USA, which became a blockbuster, he writes this He starts to mess with songs, and he starts to do very stripped-down versions of these songs in his bedroom in New Jersey, where there's a four-track cassette player recording these songs. Mm-hmm. And that's how the music for that album, Nebraska, was released. They were the original demos. It was controversial because the record company thought he was out of his mind. He and his manager, John Landau, who's played in here by Jeremy Strong, thought differently. So that's what the focus of the movie is. Not a complete biopic. And I know there's people out there listening right now that don't like the politics. I don't like his politics right now either, but I've been a fan for 45 years, so that's kind of where I am. I thought the movie was very average, to tell you the truth. I didn't dislike it. I thought Jeremy Allen White was good. The John Landau character by Jeremy Strong was terrible. The love interest was stupid, although she was fine, the actress. So where were you on this? Where'd you land?
I'm probably a little bit higher than you, but then again, I don't have the intense connection to the source material here. It's one of those things that I think, after hearing Bruce talk about it a little bit, I sat in on a press conference with him earlier this week, and he basically said he didn't want to do your typical music biopic, where it's a lot of concert footage, a lot of behind the scenes, where it's all music. This is really about him dealing with his own life and trying to come to grips with who he is and that newfound stardom. And it's just it's kind of very fascinating the way it's laid out in the course of the film. Scott Cooper, the guy behind
Crazy Heart.
Now I'm drawing a blank. Crazy Heart.
Crazy
yeah.
Heart. Yeah.
So he's close to the source material as well. He was close to Nebraska, and that's why he approached Bruce about this. This was something that definitely tells a different story, and it's not one that is probably going to resonate with a lot of people because of the fact that it doesn't have exactly what CBS and Columbia was asking for in the beginning, those hit songs. It doesn't have that power-thumping soundtrack. It has a really good soundtrack, but not the Born in the USA, quote-unquote,
yeah.
Hungry Heart soundtrack.
And by the way, there's a record that was released today called Nebraska, Electric Nebraska, which is a re-release of a bunch of demos. There's like four, I don't know how many, there's four different parts of the track. So not just four tracks, there's like 40 tracks or something like that. But look, the Lando character, John Lando's the guy that in 1975 said, I see the future of rock and roll, and his name is Bruce Springsteen. And then he's on Time and Newsweek, and he, you know, kind of vaults into superstardom with the rock world before he gets to international superstardom. John Lando is not a submissive person, and he's the kind of guy that would take Springsteen by the head and say, Bruce, what the F are you doing? And he would, you know, be a little bit more of the guiding force. I thought Jeremy Strong played the character wrong. Look, they decided to play it that way is what Sue, you said this the other day, kind of the point that I made about Soul on Fire with Jack Buck. We all know Jack Buck, and if you see that movie, that's probably the weakest part of Soul on Fire. Nothing against Bill Macy, but he doesn't appear like the real Jack Buck.
Right.
Most of the country would never know that, right, Paul?
Right.
So in this case, most people would never know what the real John Landau is like, and there's certainly elements of him in the Jeremy Strong performance, but I'm very curious to see how people that have no connection to this story react, so I'm probably not that important in the whole scheme of things since I am so close to the material.
But you're the people that they need to get out if they're going to make money on this. Quite frankly, they got to get Springsteen fans to the theaters, and I wonder if that's going to happen.
I don't think it is going to happen. I really don't. And some people are going to expect, look, his band was legendary. Clarence Clemons, mm-hmm. Van Zandt. The band is nowhere to be seen except for the opening sequence of the film, which is the closing night of the River Tour in Cincinnati. And they already effed it up from the beginning, and no one would know this unless you're a fanatic, but he always does Born to Run with the house lights up. He has for 50 years. So they closed the set with Born to Run at the beginning of the movie, and the house lights were not on. So that took away. No one, again, that's just being picky because.
But you know what, though? If he's done it for 50 years, maybe they should get that right.
But you're right about that, Jane. I think the same. I mean,
if you're going to do a movie, wouldn't Bruce have looked at it and said, well, that's not right?
Well, but it's a minutia thing, again. You think about making a movie. It's probably harder to light something that way if you have all the house lights up. I don't know. Again, that most people would never even bring up what I just brought up, but I'm being picky. What else you got this weekend?
Hey, I got to mention one quick thing else about that film. The kid who plays Bruce, Bruce promised to give him his first guitar lesson when he ever got a guitar. So quite frankly, if he doesn't go get a guitar, someone better buy one for him.
Yeah, so this is told, and this is one of the better parts of the film. It's told in flashbacks with, you know, the relationship he had with his father, which was very rough, and his father was an alcoholic, and with his mother as well. So I thought that part of the film was actually the best executed.
Absolutely. Let's go to Netflix, because one of my favorite directors in the world, Kathryn Bigelow, brings A House of Dynamite at Netflix, a film that should have been in theaters.
I think I got a little clip here.
Approximately 3 minutes ago, we detected an ICBM over the Pacific. Current flight trajectory is consistent with impact somewhere in the continental United States.
Have we seen DEFCON 2 before?
No.
Is this real?
STRATCOM is asking for launch instructions right now.
I'm going to need you to breathe.
We were talking about hitting a bullet with a bullet.
Yeah, sounds pretty cool. This is Idris Elba and Rebecca Ferguson, who's really had an amazing run lately.
And friend of the show, Gabe Basso, is here as well.
St. Louis guy, that's right.
Yeah, this is one of those films that I love Bigelow because Bigelow puts me on the edge of my seat. She always has. Hurt Locker, Detroit, Zero Dark 30. Mm-hmm. She knows how to do it, and she hasn't done a film in quite some time. Here she puts me on the edge of my seat as an ICBM is launched, and they can't figure out who did it, other than the fact that it's airborne, and within 20 minutes, a decision has to be made one way or another, and there's a big city in the Midwest that's the target. They talk about St. Louis as a possible blowback target, but that's not the one. It goes airborne, and we see this from different perspectives, Secretary of Defense, from the president, who's Idris Elba, from different members of the cabinet. I love this. The ending is going to generate immense controversy because it's not an ending most people are going to like. I didn't like it the first moment I saw it. The more I thought about it, I more appreciated the ending. It's not one, don't knee-jerk your reaction to it. Just sit on the edge of your seat as I did for the better course of the whole 2 hours.
This is
what Bigelow did here.
It's got a great cast. Tracy Letts is in that. Jason Clarke is in this. So, yeah, it looks really good. Paul, we're out of time. Tell folks where they can find your reviews.
Simple. CommonGuy.com.
We'll talk next Friday. Thank you. Well, the World Series starts tonight. I'm not sure how much interest in St. Louis because we don't really care about these teams. We're going to talk about that with Frank Cusimano from KSDK. How are you this afternoon?
Great to be with you, Mark. Everything's going well, sir.
I do want your thoughts on not only the World Series, but on Mizzou Vanderbilt. But let's just kind of start with yesterday and the NBA and the poker and all. Oh, my God, Frank. I mean, this is huge. And I think we all know that probably there are, you know, maybe bigger fish coming down the line. And you wonder how much of this is interfering with college sports. So that was a blockbuster yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was stunning. And, you know, it makes you realize how dumb some professional athletes can be.
Yes.
Let me just give you Terry Rozier in a heartbeat, who's made over $160 million, who makes $26 million a year, and I think that's about $350,000 a game. And he threw it all away to make $200,000 in a prop bet where he would go under the amount of points he was scheduled to do. How stupid is that? And then you have Chauncey Billups, who's one of the most distinguished basketball figures of his generation involved in these poker games. It's absolutely insane. You have Damon Jones, who found out because he works with LeBron James, LeBron wasn't going to play one night, so he says, bet on the Bucks. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. And you're right, Mark. I think the bigger story here is this, is how often does it happen? What about the assistant trainer? What about somebody in the Laker offices that finds out that this guy's not going to play and then calling a friend and how it gets around and how this, you know, just how crazy this could end up being?
You know, there's going to be a lot of stuff, and we're going to talk about it a lot, I think, unfortunately, in the coming months. And then what can you do about it? There have to be some solutions. Let's talk Mizzou Vanderbilt, and then we'll get to the World Series. Look, a lot of emphasis. I saw Pat McAfee out there today with the two helmets. They're doing College Game Day from Nashville. It's going to be a blast. But really, Frank, if you're paying attention to the national media coverage, ain't nobody talking about Mizzou. They're all talking about Vanderbilt, and I'm okay with that.
Yes, and you know who else is okay with this? Eli Drinkwitz.
Yep.
Yeah. He says, we're basically a sideshow this week. So I think it's absolutely great. And I think the game, in a sense, I don't know if you agree with me or not, is an elimination game. Now, I'm not saying that if Mizzou loses, they're out, because if they beat Oklahoma and Texas A&M and they're 10-2, they're in it. But if they lose, I don't know. And if Vandy loses, I don't know. It's going to be difficult. So
I agree.
That's what makes this game so special. Well, and in terms of the actual game itself, real quickly, is I think Missouri's edge rushers are the story. Damon Wilson and Zion Young. I think it's the best duo in the SEC. If they can get to Pavia or just contain him from going nuts, I think Mizzou's got a great chance. The only way Vandy wins the game is if Pavia goes crazy, which he has done quite a few times this year.
Yeah, I like our chances tomorrow. I really do. I'm wrong about this stuff all the time. All right, what are your thoughts on the World Series? Look, we're all baseball fans in this room, and I'm going to watch some of the World Series. I did watch a fair amount of the the Division Series and the Championship Series. I just don't like either of these teams. That's one of the. But what Ohtani did last week, and just the star power, whether it's Vlad Guerrero or a number of people, pretty much anyone in the lineup on the Dodgers, they're the best baseball players and the best teams on the planet right now playing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Probably the interest is not real heavy in St. Louis. But let's face it, if you're at home and you don't find anything on Netflix tonight and you have a chance to see one of the most unique baseball figures in the history of the game do his thing, you're going to watch it. And what we saw last Friday was truly just absolutely amazing. And it's almost like Victor Wembanyama in the NBA to see somebody 7'6" score 40 points and get 15 rebounds. I mean, we just don't see this very often. And in the last week, we've seen two of the freakiest performances in the history of pro sports.
So what happened last night? We had our big birthday party yesterday, and I wish you could have been there, Frank. But as I was driving back, I had looked at some of the live sports that was on because I wanted to check out the football game, and I happened to notice the score of the Blues game was 4-0. When I got home, I never turned it on. My understanding, Ethan told me they did score a few goals, but that was another rough one last night, wasn't it?
It was brutal to be down 4-0 to maybe not a playoff team. And what they did was they showed some guts because they made it a 5-4 game. I mean, you're 4 goals down, and all of a sudden you're 1 goal down with a chance to tie, and then in the end, it just didn't work out. Joel Hofer is a fine young goaltender, and he's going to have better days at the office, and I think Coach Montgomery handled it really well. The bottom line is he was not at his best, and when your goaltender isn't, you're going to pay a price.
What do you got shaking for the show on Sunday night?
Well, heavy Mizzou Vandy. Corey's headed down there, and we're just going to do as much Mizzou football coverage as we possibly can.
I cannot wait. I hope this game is at least entertaining and close. Ethan, what's your gut check on that game tomorrow?
I like Mizzou. I agree with a lot of what the points you're making as far as the attention's not on them. I think that this is set up well. Perbula's gotten his feet wet a little bit with some tough competition. I like the Tigers.
Look, I love this Kevin Coleman kid, and I think that if he was more in the game plan because he was a little hurt a couple weeks ago against Alabama, I think maybe they win that game. But I've been watching him all season long, and if he can connect, and Bo likes him a lot, they connect tomorrow, and if Hardy can do what he was doing a couple of games ago, I think we do have a shot.
Got to contain Pavia, though. Contain Pavia.
And he's a talented quarterback.
No small task.
Yep. All right, hey, Frank, have a great weekend. We'll hopefully talk about some good news on Monday.
All right, guys, take care.
Take care. Ethan, you and I will chew on some of this in the next hour as well. Tim Summer, our music friend, had a water heater or something that broke down today.
Oh, is that what happened?
Well, so we had set Tim up. Yeah, it was something like that, but we set him up, and then he warned us that maybe, the work in his house wasn't going to be done. And then he handicapped it at like 1 o'clock. He said, well, I think it's 90% chance that I can join you. Well, then it became, I can't join you. So I would say that if Tim is ever back on, he will be. Don't take his wagering advice because he had 90% chance, and you would have taken the under on that. But he'll join us probably next week. But I do have a couple of music-related things that I want to share in the next hour. There's also, Ethan, I think you'll get a kick out of this. There's a really great story in the LA Times today about Yamamoto's interpreter for the Dodgers. And his story and what happened with him is really kind of interesting, and we'll share that. And I got a couple other things that are a little lighter. And Brad Young's going to join us in the next hour as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.